Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and I know this is our second week back here on Blog Talk Radio, but I still got to admit it still feels a little bit different getting back into the swing of things here at SCW Radio. Now, if anyone's seen any promotional stuff we've had going on for this week's SCW Radio, it is going to be a very jam-packed edition of SCW Radio, a lot of information and stuff to cover, but we do want everyone to still feel free to call in, to contact us through our live chat here at blogtalkradio.com. So without further ado, I am, of course, your host of SCW Radio, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, Sean Van. And guys, as always, that guest call-in number this week is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. And guys, like I said, that is just one way to get in touch with us. You can call that number I just gave out, and we will patch you right through and discuss whatever is on your mind as it pertains to SCW Entertainment. Also, at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment, if you click what have you as it relates to SCW Entertainment there as well. So there you go, guys. No reason why you can't call in, chat, whatever. We got it running. Now, with that said, before we do anything else, because we're going to be talking a lot about WrestleFest 7, I know it's probably what's on everyone's mind out there, but before we do anything else, let's go ahead and talk about what happened this past Saturday at CyberSlam. CyberSlam's always one of the more anticipated SCW events of the year, and like I said, it took place this past Saturday in Jonesville, South Carolina, our first time ever going to Jonesville, and the event would open up with, of course, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, yourself, along with an individual. He revealed the CyberSlam voting results, and it went down as such. The SCW Tag Team titles will be on the line, or would be on the line, and it was an elimination match. Also, next up, we would find out who would be the challenger for the SCW Heavyweight Championship as Dean Richards made his first title defense. You, the SCW fans, selected Josh Ramsey. And in the third CyberSlam vote, who would be the third man to join the Internet Championship Triple Threat match as Anderson Strong defended against Cat Daddy? And your choice, who would be Mr. Smith? Now, with that said, and all the CyberSlam voting poll announcements out in the open, we would go ahead and go on to the very first match of the evening. And I got to tell you, even though this one didn't go exactly how I had it planned, I got to tell you, a contingency plan. And for those of you idiots out there who don't know what a contingency plan, let's dumb it down for you, put it in some layman's terms here. The backup plan that I had for this match definitely worked. Now, it was TJ Boss and Jackson Carter defending the SCW Tag Team titles, belts that I don't think these two should even have, against my hand-picked tag team, and I picked the two individuals who were in contention for the heavyweight championship match that did not win, and I knew USCW fans were going to select Josh Ramsey. I knew you were going to give the guy who has only had a match here the shot. So, you know, I did just that. And I selected Ben Wright and Carl Hager to get into that ring and face Jackson Carter and TJ Boss. Now, it was an elimination match, and unfortunately, earlier on in the contest, Carl Hager would be eliminated in what I considered a huge upset and fluke when Jackson Carter pinned him in the middle of the ring. Moving on, then it became a handicap match. Ben Wright against TJ Boss and Jackson Carter. However, Ben Wright would eliminate Jackson Carter, making it one-on-one to determine who would be the SCW Tag Team Champions. And in the end, TJ Boss would score what I consider to be a complete fluke victory, rolling up Ben Wright and getting the 1-2-3. Now, like I said, the contingency plan was in motion and it went through because after that match, Ben Wright would do a number on TJ Boss that no TJ Boss fan is ever likely to forget. I'm talking about throwing him shoulder first into not one but two turnbuckle posts. I'm talking about locking in an arm bar and almost ripping TJ Boss's shoulder right out of the socket. Just thinking about it, just talking about it gets me excited. And then he caps it off, Ben Wright nailing TJ Boss right in the skull with the SCW Tag Team title. Now, no official updates have been made on any of our social media accounts regarding the condition of TJ Boss, but I can tell you, as owner and promoter of this company, I get each and every competitor's medical records when they leave an event to go to the hospital. And I can tell you this much without getting into any trouble with TJ Boss's lawyers. Apparently, TJ Boss still isn't feeling so well. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, there's a very good possibility that TJ Boss could be put on the shelf. And I know, Tier, that is so, so sad for some of you out there. However, TJ has to learn that I'm the boss. TJ has to learn that I fired him. He shouldn't be here. And if he's going to come back with these new co-general managers endorsing him, things have changed around here at SCW Entertainment. And unfortunately for TJ, he had to learn that the hard way. Now, Ben Wright says he wants to be the SCW heavyweight champion. And even Brian White, who was so full of for pity for TJ Boss while he was getting annihilated by Mr. Wright, that even he said he would give Ben Wright a match against TJ Boss, and if Ben could win that match, he could be the number one contender for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. And we'll be talking about that momentarily. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as we move on to the next portion of the evening. Now, also at CyberSlam, Dean Richards would defend his very first title defense here against Josh Ramsey, the SCW Heavyweight Championship on the line. Now, you know, secret, I'm not a fan of some of the individuals who come out here and they, you know, for lack of a better term, kiss the fans' asses. And that's something that Josh Ramsey is definitely guilty of. Comes out to the ring slapping everyone's hands. He gets into the ring with Dean Richards, and I will say, I won't take anything away from the kid. He had a hell of a match against Dean Richards. I'm not a Dean Richards fan either, as some of you can tell. However, Dean Richards picks up the win in what I would consider an excellent contest. They had a nice little hug-me handshake sign of respect at the end of the match, and that's all well and good if that's what you're into. However, Dean Richards with an impressive victory. But, Dean, this one comes from me to you. I promise you this. And this is something else we're going to be talking about later on in this broadcast. That will not be the level of competition you need to expect being SCW Heavyweight Champion. We're talking about a guy who is only in his second match here at SCW Entertainment. I promise you your next title defense won't be so easy. Now, with that said, we will move on to the third match of the evening. We would see a newcomer, very much like his opponent. We would see Del Frito in the ring to battle El Diablo, another masked competitor. I guess you could call this a battle of masked grapplers. And in this one, we would see the individual making his debut, El Diablo, pick up a pinfall victory over Del Frito. 1-2-3, as we move on into the main event, the triple threat match for the SCW Internet Championship. It is a CyberSlam tradition that it is the main event, a triple threat match for that Internet title. And we saw it go down once again this year. Huge turn of events, and I got to tell you, I never saw this coming. Cat Daddy pins Mr. Smith to become the new SCW Internet Champion. Now, a lot can be said about Cat Daddy. He's a guy who's definitely coming up the roster. He's an individual who is very popular with our fans, and he defeated Mr. Smith to win the championship. Now, a lot can be said about that, Anderson Strong, the 6'8" giant, the former champion now, was not pinned, not made to submit. Cat Daddy, winning the championship, unfortunately in a triple threat match, the champion loses his championship advantage. And we would see Cat Daddy in a big celebration to close the show, winning the SCW Internet Championship. Now, myself and Anderson Strong have had a bit of a complicated past. However, you know, Anderson Strong over the last 6 months or so, hell, I'd go back further than that, has turned a different leaf, turned a new leaf, and I, quite frankly, like it. But once again, we'll be talking about that here momentarily. Now, before we get into anything else, one more time, I'm going to give up that guest call-in number, guys. I think it goes without saying that concludes the CyberSlam results. It was an excellent event, if for nothing else than the fact that TJ Boss, he ain't feeling so well. Really quickly, guys, like I said, that guest call-in number, if anybody out there wants to be a part of SCW Radio this week, you want to call in, that number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. And with the CyberSlam event out of the way, so to speak, we move on and we start talking about WrestleFest. It is, without a doubt, the biggest event in all the calendar year for SCW Entertainment, and we are on our 7th annual WrestleFest. You know, a guy like me, it brings a tear to my eye. It really brings a tear to my eye to notice that, you know, back in 2009, I had an idea that I put into motion, and that it has become such a big event over the last, 7 years, 7 WrestleFests. You know, I'll take full credit for the creation of WrestleFest. You can thank me now. That's fine. But it has become a huge, huge pro wrestling event in the state of South Carolina. Each and every year it gets bigger and bigger. And as of right now, we are only 31 days away from this huge event. Guys, it is coming up so very soon. It's a huge event. It always is. It never fails to deliver on action, excitement, entertainment, you name it. And we're going to be talking about WrestleFest here momentarily, guys. But really quickly, what I want to do is, as we do each and every week here on SCW Radio, we want to go through and let you know where you can find SCW Entertainment anywhere on the World Wide Web, anywhere on social media, and here you go. Of course, there is our official website at scwentertainment.com. As I've always said, it's a one-stop shop for everything that is SCW Entertainment. It's been recently updated, so go check out scwentertainment.com right now. Also, our most popular social media site, facebook.com/scwentertainment09, or you can simply go to your Facebook account and search the keywords SCW Entertainment. Also, you can find us over at Twitter at SCW Greenwood, or of course twitter.com/scwgreenwood. You can find us over at YouTube with tons and tons of highly exciting recap highlight videos there from all our events. You can find that at youtube.com/scwentertainment. Also, guys, check us out on Instagram at instagram.com/scwentertainment. Each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. we are right here at blogtalkradio.com/scwentertainment for SCW Radio. And of course, guys, we are on Tumblr as well at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And, you know, as I say always, guys, those are the, big 7 sites that we really keep everything up to date there on, so they're the best ways to follow, friend, like, and share SCW Entertainment. However, we're on several other social media sites that aren't quite as active. I always say go to Google. You can do this right now. Go to your computer, bring up a new tab, go to google.com and search the keywords SCW Entertainment. You'll find us all over the place. No reason why you can't follow, friend, like, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment all over the World Wide Web, all over social media, especially with such a big event coming like WrestleFest 7. You like that transition? Guys, it is coming up in 31 days from now, Saturday, October 24th, at 3 o'clock p.m., we return to the Burton Center's Miracle League Field at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649 for WrestleFest 7, the biggest event in the calendar year for SCW Entertainment. The 7th annual WrestleFest, I think it goes without saying. Tickets are only $5 across the board. You have to appreciate that. Our normal ticket price, $8 for adults, $5 for kids, is thrown out the window for this one. $5 flat. And we have kept kids under 5 getting in for absolutely free. You can't beat that. That's the hottest ticket in town on October the 24th. Now, also, guys, keep in mind concessions and SCW merchandise, such as T-shirts and DVDs, will be on sale. So bring your appetites, bring your interest, bring your wallets. We're going to be having a blast out there at Burton Center, as we always do. Now, you know, like I said earlier in the broadcast, we had some announcements to discuss right here on SCW Radio. And given the fact that we are 31 days away from WrestleFest 7, I think it's a great time to announce not one, but two SCW matches for WrestleFest, and one of them will be the main event. Now, control yourselves, ladies and gentlemen. I understand any fan, any real true fan of SCW Entertainment who is about to find out the main event to the biggest show of the year is probably about to piss themselves with excitement, and I get it. So without further ado, we're not going to announce the main event first. We're going to make you wait on that one because this one is very near and dear to my heart. So everyone out there, listen up. In case anyone out there can't tell, I am a huge supporter of Ben Wright. I am the individual who signed him with this company. I see amazing potential in him. You're looking at a big man who can do a suicide dive and match you on speed. You're looking at an individual who can match you at strength. I think Ben Wright is the future of this company. And that is why at WrestleFest 7, in a one-on-one, gentlemen, whether TJ Boss is 100% or not, whether that shoulder is ready to go or not, he will be competing at WrestleFest. I will make him the number one contender for the SCW Heavyweight Championship at the show immediately following WrestleFest. Now, if that's not huge news, I don't know what is. TJ Boss wants to get his hands on Ben Wright so bad he can taste it. Ben Wright could have ended TJ Boss's career at CyberSlam. And I got to tell you, he's looking forward to doing just that, ending TJ Boss's career at WrestleFest 7. And I got to tell you, Ben can't wait to not only end a career, he loves doing stuff like that. He'll love to end the career of TJ Boss. And after that, he's going to become number one contender for the Heavyweight Championship. And in my opinion, he's going to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion in November. And you know, I know there's a lot of SCW fans out there who may or may not like that. It doesn't really matter if you like it. It's going down. Announcement right here, guys. One more time to reiterate in case you missed it. Ben Wright one-on-one with TJ Boss at WrestleFest 7. And I can't wait, guys. I can't wait for Ben Wright to not only beat TJ Boss, end his career, become the number one contender, and become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Now, let me go ahead and preface this, ladies and gentlemen. TJ Boss, win, lose, or draw, has no option to become the SCW Heavyweight Champion. This is only on the table for Mr. Wright. And we'll move on after that. Guys, I know that was a big blockbuster announcement. I'm excited about it. I know you all are probably excited about it for different reasons. You all think TJ Boss is just the bee's knees. That's whatever. That's you. However, one huge WrestleFest match. We're going to announce another huge WrestleFest match. You could say these are both co-main events. The SCW Heavyweight Championship. It is the crowning jewel of this company. There is no better prize in the SCW Entertainment than to be the SCW Heavyweight Champion. Many have tried, most have failed to grab that championship, to successfully obtain it, to wear it proudly. Few have ever been able to do it. And even fewer have been able to do it on the grandest stage that this company has to offer, WrestleFest 7. Now, Dean Richards, who became SCW Heavyweight Champion back in July by defeating the then-champion Tanner Stone and the individual who was cashing in his ace in the hole privilege, the Professor Murdoch. Dean Richards would go on to win that match and since has successfully defended the title against Josh Ramsey at CyberSlam. Now, Dean, I told you, I wasn't a big fan of how you won the championship. I never booked the match. My, quote, co-general managers booked that match that you won the championship in. I've never been Well, let's go ahead and put it out here right now. Dean Richards will be defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship at WrestleFest 7. And I'm sure everyone out there is wondering, who is the number one contender? Who has been selected to face Dean Richards at the biggest event of the year, on the biggest stage that SCW has to offer for the biggest championship? Dean, I told you, your next title defense wouldn't be easy. And with that said, I'm very confident in Mr. Wright to become number one contender. But I don't want you holding that belt, Dean Richards, for another event. So we're going to go ahead and make sure that you don't. I said it was the biggest belt, the biggest show, the biggest match. And you're facing the biggest opponent. Dean Richards will be defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship at WrestleFest 7 against the 6'8" giant Anderson Strong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that's not blockbuster material, I don't know what is. Dean Richards, an individual who has prided himself on climbing the ladder, on working so hard to become the champion, is about to run into a brick wall. You're about to run into a former SCW Heavyweight Champion in his own right. And as a matter of fact, he's also a former SCW Internet Champion, a former SCWX Champion, a former SCW Tag Team Champion, an individual who's main evented WrestleFest before, which you have not, Dean, an individual who has literally, at one time or another, dominated almost everybody on the SCW roster. That we're talking about in Anderson Strong, a guy who handed Aaron McClure the 400-pound intimidation factor, his very first pinfall loss in SCW Entertainment history. That's what Dean Richards is up against on October the 24th, 31 days from now, at WrestleFest 7. I got to tell you, Anderson Strong has come to me when I presented him this idea, and he has told me, and I know he's a man of few words, but he has told me that he guarantees that myself and Anderson will both be happy at the end of WrestleFest, because he's going to be happy as the brand new SCW Heavyweight Champion, and I'm going to be happy to finally have a champion that this company can be proud of, an individual who doesn't shake hands after matches with his opponent. Not going to shake your hand once he beats the holy hell out of you, Dean, and takes your championship. As a matter of fact, he might continue to beat you down after he wins your championship at WrestleFest 7. That's what Sean Vann is looking for out of a SCW Heavyweight Champion. And I got to tell you, if things go my way at WrestleFest, I'll have a fantastic time in November watching Anderson Strong versus Ben Wright for the SCW Heavyweight Championship. That is the kind of future I want for SCW Entertainment, and what I want, I get. Now, anyone out there who is opposed to me is about to get a real big damn dose of reality. TJ, Dean, I think you guys already know what's coming your way. You've already got a taste of it, TJ, and Dean, I know that you've heard this announcement, and I know for a fact that, let's just say your underwear. April, when I let it be known that I was the owner and promoter of this company, I'm talking about your TJ Bosses, your Dean Richards, your Brian Whites, your Kevin Andersons, your Jackson Carters. Where do I want to see this company go? I want to see this company get bigger and better than it ever has. But it's going to take people like Anderson Strong and Ben Wright and Carl Hager to get it done. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to take people like Mr. Smith. It's going to take individuals like the Professor Murdoch. It's going to take people who know what to do and aren't afraid to do it to get the job done to make this company great. Now, guys, with that said, I want to give out the guest call-in number one more time. We got about 4 minutes left in the broadcast before we head into after call. So if there is anybody out there that wants to call in, now's a great time. That number is 713-955-0804. Once again, that number is 713-955-0804. And it appears I do have a caller here on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take this call. So last four digits, 9555. You're on STW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
John Van. This is the nefarious one, Carl Hager. I came to tell you that I am so sick and tired of being left behind by this damn company. If you saw the travesty that happened last weekend, where I was pinned, not even being 5 minutes in the match, that was a fluke. You know it, and I know it.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Moments before you called in, I even made the same statement. I absolutely agree with you. And to be perfectly honest with you, I've said this live on this radio broadcast before. Your reign as tag team champion alongside the Professor Murdoch, not only was it the longest reign in history, I think it was the most impressive. Carl Hager, you deserve to be on top in this company. I listed a couple of names earlier, and you're definitely on there. I agree with you 100%. I want to see you at the top of the mountain at SCW Entertainment, and to be perfectly honest with you, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
And that's the way it should be. Because let me tell you something. After Dean Richards won that heavyweight title, he unknowingly painted the biggest target on his back. He has everyone coming after him from all directions. But I'll tell you one thing. The one that's going to come at him most is me.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of individuals that want their hands on that SCW Heavyweight Championship. And like I mentioned earlier, you're an individual that not only I could see with that championship, but I would be proud to be the owner and promoter of this company knowing that Carl Hager is the SCW Heavyweight Champion. So I'll tell you what, and we'll talk about this off air because I don't want everyone in our business. There are some things I would like taken care of around this company, and I'm sure if you can help me take care of those things, you will find your way to a SCW Heavyweight Championship match very soon.
Well, I don't see why we can't make business here, because this is all it is about, business. Because when it's all said and done, by the time, either by the end of this year or sometime in the next year, but destiny will come to Carl Hager, and I will be SCW Heavyweight Champion.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, if you'll bear with us 1 second, we do have another caller here on the line, so let's go ahead and get them in before we head into after call. So, caller, last four digits, 0906. You're on SCW Radio. Who do we got?
Yes, Mr. Van. How are we doing tonight, buddy?
Fantastic. And who are we speaking with?
This is your wonderful general manager, Mr. Kevin Anderson.
Oh, God.
So glad to hear your voice tonight.
You should be. Now, Mr. Anderson, I think you maybe missed the beginning of SCW Radio, and I think maybe you should be filled in on some of these things that are going on here, because I've made a couple of executive decisions, you might say. So let's get one half of the co-general manager's perspective on what's going to be going down at WrestleFest. First and foremost, Dean Richards will be defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against the 6'8" giant Anderson Strong. How do you feel about that one, co-GM?
I got no problem with that. Anderson, he's got all the potential in the world to be the heavyweight champion. There's no doubt in my mind that him and Dean Richards are going to give one hell of a match at WrestleFest. There's no doubt in my mind. Hey, and Anderson Strong might very well walk out the new champion. There's no doubt in my mind, but we'll see at WrestleFest 7.
Well, like I said, very PC answer there. I'm glad you're excited about it. I'm more excited about it than anybody else. But here's another one that I'm very excited to see. Your boy, the man you called your best friend at Still Standing, TJ Boss, having a little bit of shoulder issues there, but Unfortunately for him, he's still going to be competing at WrestleFest 7 against Ben Wright, and Ben Wright has assured me that he is going to end TJ Boss. Now, what do you think about that, Kevin Anderson?
Well, Mr. Sean Van, I ain't too happy about it. I didn't appreciate me and OGM Brian White. Ben Wright went too far at CyberSlam. I understand that what he wants is a world title match. I got no problem with that. But the way he done TJ Boss was out of hand and out of line. You know it, I know it, and the wrestling fans know it.
I don't know anything of the sort, to be perfectly honest with you. I think what Ben Wright did was take advantage of an opportunity. And because of that, and I'll go ahead and say it right now, and there's not anybody in this company who can stop me. If Ben Wright ends TJ Boss's career like I've asked him to do, I'll be perfectly honest, then I'm going to give him a shot at the SCW Heavyweight Championship. The same as Mr. Hager here on the line with us. There are some other things I need taken care of. Maybe Mr. Hager can kick your head off there, Mr. Anderson. That's definitely worthy of it.
Yeah. I'd like to see him try, but I guarantee you it will not happen. I guarantee it won't happen.
Yeah.
Don't let this old man fool you. Don't let I still got a little fight in me. Don't let it fool you, Mr. Van.
Yeah, a little bit. You're exactly right. Now, guys, with that said, we've already gone into after call here, so what we're going to do is we're going to give everybody a couple of seconds here to say their piece with everyone's closing thoughts. So we'll start with you. We'll definitely closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. I think we may have lost him.
Well, all I got to say is WrestleFest 7 will be an awesome show. We will possibly have a new heavyweight champion. And far as Mr. Wright goes, I will be watching him at WrestleFest 7. Hey, you never know. I could be in the corner of Mr. TJ Boss. You know, but all I can say is I will not let what happened at CyberSlam happen again. Whether Mr. Wright, whether TJ wins, loses, or draws, whether Mr. Wright wins or TJ wins, there will be a new number one contender. And I wish both of them all the best in the world. Thank you, and I will see you at WrestleFest 7.
Well, once again, a very PC answer there by Mr. Kevin Anderson. You know what? That's fine. That's great for him to want to appease everybody. But fortunately, I am not that way. Before I get into that, really quickly, guys, let's just talk about it one more time. It is coming 31 days from now, Saturday, October 24th, 3 o'clock p.m. out at Burton Center's Miracle League Field, located at 2605 Highway 72, 221 East in Greenwood, South Carolina, 29649. It is the biggest event in all the calendar year for SCW Entertainment, the 7th annual WrestleFest. And, guys, like I said, we've gone down on ticket prices for this event. Flat $5 rate for everybody who wants to come. Kids 5 and under are still absolutely free. Concessions and SCW merchandise, T-shirts, DVDs will be available for sale. And also, as last year, will be this year, a kids' Halloween costume contest with prizes. So much going down at WrestleFest 7. It's an event you definitely don't want to miss. And earlier in the broadcast, we did make the announcement that not only will Ben Wright be facing TJ Boss one-on-one, that also Dean Richards will be defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against Anderson Strong, the SCW Heavyweight Championship on the line in those two big main event caliber matches. Those already announced, and several more matches will be announced right here on SCW Radio, on our Facebook account, on our Twitter account, on our official website. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for more WrestleFest matches. And for more WrestleFest 7 announcements in general coming your way over the next several weeks. So, guys, with that said, I'm Sean Van, the owner and promoter of SCW Entertainment, and, of course, the host of SCW Radio. And I think what we're going to do now is wrap this thing up. We'll catch you guys next Wednesday, same time, 6:30 p.m., for another edition of SCW Radio. So until then, I'm your host, Sean Van, signing off.